Look through the window of the original Joe's on North Beach and you'll see two guys at the counter talking ball. Time for you to listen in to their conversation. Marty Lurie and the SF Chronicle's Bruce Jenkins are looking through the window of baseball. Sponsored by Original Joe's of North Beach and Westlake on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Boy, Bruce, you grew up with Giants Dodgers. You've seen so much of it as a youth down there in L.A. and, of course, all your time up here. How about last night? Where does that one fit in?
Well, I tell you, it's right up there. Unfortunately, I was covering the Warriors last night, but I came home and caught up with it. And, you know, unfortunately, they had to switch channels because of the Warriors game, and my taping thing got screwed up. Due to the replay, I saw some of it. They didn't show the whole thing because they were condensing the game. But I saw the essence of it, and, I mean, you know, McCutchen's at bat. Tomlinson taking third there on Puig's arm was so big, and there's so many things. The bullpen, but all in all, definitely, that to me is like a top-five Giants-Dodgers game.
I couldn't agree more. It's a top-five Giants game in my lifetime, especially against the Dodgers. A great win yesterday to see them come out. That was fantastic, and walk off against them. Are we surprised? Surprised at all about this, or are we thinking now that this team is different, there are several ways that they can beat you? The bullpen was locked down last night, like you said. Tomlinson with his wheels, they've clearly got some power. Seems like this is a Giants team now that can beat you in a few different ways.
Yeah, to me it's not a total surprise. I thought the team would be good. They'd be above 500, you know, not world beaters, but definitely way better than last year. The bullpen, I thought, was shaping up pretty well before the season, and now you get, you know, Pierce Brosnan coming out of the bullpen.
That's what I think every time.
Morota and these guys, Gomez, I mean, you don't even know these guys, but it's funny. I mean, sometimes it can just be contagious. You know, the bullpen catches fire, and it can last an entire season. McCutchen being great, that's certainly no surprise. But, you know, to have a game like that, nobody can see something like that coming. It's so important, though, that they are getting off to a good start like this. It's important for the fans, for the morale, the clubhouse, and everything.
Well, the last time a bullpen caught on fire was the arson squad of the Angels.
They literally caught on fire.
The Angels in the early 60s. They were the arson squad, if I'm not mistaken, the first ones.
Yeah, yeah. They went on to become firefighters,
right.
I think.
Yeah, you don't want that, the food firefighters or something. But teams need an identity. And a season needs an identity. And, of course, there's only seven games in. Look, they could end up, you know, they could lose six in a row here, and all of a sudden things will look different. But there's an identity forming. And I saw it, you saw it in spring training when we just looked at that offense. There's that identity forming, and I think last night it kind of came together.
It's a good lineup, Marty. It really is. It's a solid lineup. They need Longoria to join the party. He hasn't looked very good at all. We'll see how that works out. I mean, McCutchen was 2 for 20-something before that. Now all of a sudden he's hitting 253. But, the basic identity is, we're not done yet. We're some older guys, but we're definitely still in our prime. And we've been winners. I mean, there's winners all up and down that lineup, McCutchen being one of them from the days in Pittsburgh, got to the postseason with him, and that stuff matters. You know, it's been really refreshing to see.
You know, and Jansen, you look for signs that, you know, are hopeful for a team chasing the Dodgers. Bruce, I don't know if you saw the inning Jansen threw, but yeah, I know he got out of it, but he had first and third, none out, and he got out of it, and got Posey, Longoria, and Pence to get out of it. But my goodness, it's not 95 or 96 anymore. It's 89, 90, 91. The cutter's still there, but he's just not the same pitcher, and I think that's huge.
Yeah, he hasn't looked the same all year. And I think it's probably getting to be a concern with the Dodgers. That's their guy, you know. The Giants, they lose Melanson, all of a sudden Strickland comes in. They've got all these other guys. I think right now there's no question the Giants' bullpen is deeper than the Dodgers. And they get Watson, who the Dodgers had, and everything else. Will Smith's coming back. Who knows about Melanson? But That's going to be, that's always a big deal. You know, the bullpenning is the way to go, they say these days. You know, you got to have a deep bullpen, and the Dodgers aren't quite looking the way everyone expected, especially Jansen. The guy, you know, he went from like Mariano Rivera to kind of an ordinary looking guy right now.
Yeah, really. It's interesting. Bruce Jenkins with us at the Chronicle. Eddie Montague, former National League umpire, joins us. Eddie, grab the mic for a second. There you go. How are you?
Good, good.
Hi, Ed. One of the greats, Eddie Montague.
Thank you, Bruce.
Well, Eddie, you were there. Did you stay for the whole game last night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Of course he did. Think an umpire's going to leave? I wish Marty Foster had left before he called out Anthony Rendon. Did you see that one, Eddie?
That's a little much. No, I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
Anthony Rendon's up there, and it's called out looking, and he just kind of flipped his bat in disgust, said absolutely nothing. And Marty, I think it's Marty Foster's name at random, which is pretty embarrassing. Anyway, that's off topic.
No, I thought it was similar to a kid who didn't want to eat their broccoli, and they sort of put the spoon down and made a face.
Oh, I'm sure there's more to it than that.
I don't know, Eddie. This one was pretty hair trigger, I'll tell you, from Mark Foster. What did you think last night, Eddie, of the game last night? Look, you go back, your father signed Willie Mays. You sold hot dogs at Candlestick. You had a tremendous career as a National League umpire, and you know Giants-Dodgers. What about this one?
Just another boring Giant-Dodger game. Something always happens, and it's just such a great rivalry. It's so great for the game. It was a tremendous game. I mean, it was back and forth. Yeah, but you've seen a lot of those over the years.
Now, you've umpired for McCutcheon, haven't you?
When he first came up.
Yeah, what do you think of McCutcheon? You always say the man first. Tell me.
Well, I've been out of the game for eight years off the field and stuff, but I remember when he came to Pittsburgh, very polite, and, you know, and of course, he was a phenom. I mean, somebody to watch. But it's quite a ball game he had yesterday. Yeah.
Bruce, six hits for him last night. You know, you talk about the home run, but what about the rest of the night for the guy?
I'm thinking people that have six hits. I mean, you know, Rennie Stennett comes to mind.
Seven.
Yeah, he had seven for seven for the Pirates years ago.
But, Bruce, what do you think of McCutcheon overall? I mean, six hits, you know, the homer was something. What about the rest of his game?
Well, he stung the ball every time. All the hits were pretty well hit. But the way he turned on that inside fastball, that's so crucial to see a guy who's a little bit under question. You know, does he really still have it? And that's you know the hips. It's all in the hips. If you watch a guy turn on a fastball like that, some guys can never really catch up to that inside heater. And for him to do that, that says an awful lot about where he's at.
Bruce, coming back to the bullpen here, Hunter Strickland, another clean inning yesterday, and this guy has really emerged as a true closer in baseball. I mean, he's got the stuff. After talking to John Smoltz this offseason, he's got the slider down. He's flipping curveballs up there. Is he going to challenge Melanson for the closer spot when he comes back?
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, he's got it until further notice. I mean, Melanson has basically been a disappointment, not as a person, but, you know, he hasn't been the Mark Melanson they expected.
Right.
The entire time that they've had him. So you can't just rush him back in there as a closer when Strickland's doing well. You give him some spot relief appearances, see where he's at. He had some very serious arm surgery, and it's Strickland's job right now, and it should be. And, you know, Strickland is a pretty cool story. I mean, last year everybody wanted him out of here after the Bryce Harper incident that he basically started for no reason. And I think that even the feeling in the clubhouse was a little bit of disgust. But, you know, he kept his head up. He worked on his stuff. He's got new pitches now. He's not just throwing straight heaters that he got away with in the minors. And look where he is. It's a good ongoing story.
Well, today we have Clayton Kershaw and Ty Block. It's not exactly Roger Clemens and Dave Stewart, but they seem to see each other quite a bit. And here we are, Ty Block, Mr. Five-Inning Man. Hopefully he gets six today with the bullpen being used. But goes against Kershaw in a game. It's early, and there's 154 more games to go as an eternity. But still, you know, of the 10 that they have to play against the Dodgers, this is number six. And they've won 3 of 5 so far. So I think for the Giants, it's another identity builder for them today.
Well, yeah. I mean, if they were to get this one, it'd be a tremendous thing. You know, if they don't get it but play well, I mean, they bought so much goodwill last night that right. You know, that game's going to carry the fans' mood for a while. If today doesn't work out, you know, it's not like doom and gloom time, I wouldn't think. But if they can beat Kershaw, and, of course, Block's probably due for a hit or two against him, you know, who knows? I mean, I can't wait to see Kershaw and McCutcheon, you know, how he pitches McCutcheon after last night. Because the Dodgers need to keep that guy at bay. And Cutcheon Longoria will be too big, too, because Longoria is really scuffling, and this certainly isn't the kind of guy you break out against, but a couple hits for him would be huge.
Yeah, boy, 2 for 25 for Longoria right now. And they got to get a hit. They're getting people on. They just got to knock them in. And that's the big deal for them. Did we talk about this yesterday, James Paxton with the Eagle? Did we mention that yesterday?
Yeah, I think so. Talk about calm under pressure. I think he said, well, I'm not going to outrun an Eagle.
Right.
But, you know, a lot of guys would completely freak out, you know. Guys who are afraid of a common house cat.
I love it.
It's a Hitchcock or something.
I just love it. I mean, I still see that.
Birds.
Eddie, you've been through so many opening days with stuff like that. You ever see anything like that where the eagle lands on a player?
No, I loved it, too, because, I mean, I love eagles and stuff. I go looking for them all the time with the binoculars up in the, you know, crystal
springs. Is that right?
There were some. Oh, yeah, I love that stuff. So
yeah.
I thought that was so cool. I would have stuck my arm out and let them land on my arm.
Well, you've been around stuff like that pregame, haven't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I know a couple World Series we've had that when the eagles come in.
Swoop down and they land
down
back
on the handler. On the handler's
right.
arm. It's cooler
than school.
Man. Yeah.
That thing was huge.
Well, this one missed.
That's an interesting
one.
He might want to throw out the first pitch in the next couple of days.
Yeah, he should have gave the eagle the ball.
I love it. You know, it's just part of baseball. You know, baseball had so many pregame things. They'd have races, milk contest. Remember the milking contest and all that, Bruce?
Yeah. Guys would be out there, you know, trying to get milk out of the cows.
Right. Catfish Hunter was the best.
Jimmy Davenport did it at Candlestick Park.
Did he really?
And then who was it got knocked over in Yankee Stadium?
Rizzuto.
Rizzuto got knocked over, yeah.
Yeah, Kuiper used to love the cow milking because he grew up on a farm. He goes, yeah, this is right up my alley. I'm going to cash in here.
Yeah. I love it, really, the beginning of a baseball game and all the little gimmicks they do. It's terrific.
Yeah.
Terrific. All right. Hey, great to talk to you, Bruce.
Yeah, you too, Eddie. Take care. I'll see you guys soon.
All right, Bruce.
All right, take care.
You bet.
That's the great Bruce Jenkins. Boy, you know, in a couple of weeks when we do a Sunday show, Ohtani may be pitching against the Giants. He goes today.
That'd be down in Anaheim, yeah.
Yeah.
He got four home runs?
Three home runs.
He went three straight games with a home run. He doesn't hit the day before he pitches or the
right.
day after. And so he's not
what
hitting
the day. What about the day he pitches?
He's not, yeah, not today. No.
I was in Oakland when he pitched. He was impressive.
Yeah, amazing. All right, Eddie, thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure.
All right, let's hear it for Eddie Montague. Very good. I love it. It's great.
Yeah.